Let's open up to Psalm 127 to start things off. Psalm 127. And we do have a hymn that's based on some of these words, but Psalm 127 and verses 3 to 5. It says, "Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." And certainly it's a no-brainer how precious children are, our children, other children, children in general. But we always have to think and contemplate, how can we do our best, if we are parents, to raise them up in the best way and express our love to them? Specifically, how do we communicate love to our children? How do we communicate love to our children? Well, two obvious ways. We talk to them, right? We tell them we love them. Plus, we listen to them. Very important. But I'd like to discuss two other ways to express our feelings. And that is eye contact and physical contact. Eye contact and physical contact. Certainly, we live in a time, it's critical for our child, whatever age, to know that we do love them. Time is always of the essence, right? I can speak to that. It's over. Childbearing is over. And it seems like it was a long time ago that happened. Time is of the essence. If we don't develop that close relationship right off the bat, our children can start to drift off, sometimes to bad places in their life. In the book, How to Really Love Your Teenager, by Ross Campbell, he says, quote, "A child or teen tends to follow the person he or she feels loves them the most." Think about that. What a great quote. So as a parent, you want to use all the tools available, and eye and physical contact can come into play on any day. And certainly both should be displayed naturally and not overdone. Let's talk first about eye contact. It's critical to have to obtain good communication with your child. It also fills emotional needs. Perhaps without realizing it, you express a lot of feelings with your eyes, right? Like sadness, anger, hate, rage, but also love. Unfortunately, some people use eye contact for the negative, right? You're yelling at your kid and you stare at them, right? Look right into their eyes as you yell at them to get that message across, right? So we can't, you know, focus on the negative aspects. Certainly, even worse than that is not to look at your child. You know, talk to them, but don't really give them that eye contact, that direct eye contact. That might be worse of all. Because you lessen your communication, and that two-way street is blocked off. I remember eye contact with my firstborn, and I'll never forget it. You know, in that in the delivery room, I held my child. She looked right at me. I'll never forget that. That was a good start. It's a good start. Certainly, there are times not to enforce eye contact, right? Certainly with teenagers. Hey, you got to look at me, right? Look at me right now to your teenager, right? That would be a good way, right? Not. They might not be in for a face-to-face discussion, so you got to give them some slack, right? never prod, but always be available. I have a good quote from Kay Kuzma's book Primetime Parenting. Primetime Parenting. She said, quote, "You can do a lot of talking and listening even when you are close without actually looking at each other. But when you really focus on the other person, the level of meaningful presence increases." So again, you know, it's employing all the tools available to you. Eye contact. What about physical contact? Physical contact. Certainly that must be appropriate. It should be consistent. And it is a vital way to communicate that you really care about your child. Seldom will a child respond negatively with like a light touch, right? Just an arm around the shoulder. Certainly picking up a young child in your arms, right? Many times, certainly when they're younger, they want to be held. And yeah, sometimes you're really tired and you don't want to do it. But, you know, give that effort. They want to be held. And guess what? That nonverbal, you're not even saying anything, right? You're just giving them a hug, holding them. It registered that love is being expressed. That author Kay Kuzma says we need to establish 5 levels of quality parent-child communication. 5 levels of parent-child communication. Number 1, thinking of being close to the child. Thinking about it. Number 2, being close. Number 3, talking. Number 3, looking. And finally, touching. 5 levels. 5 levels. Again, there's times not to touch. There's time to let steam out of the room. But look for opportunities for that. In the morning, good morning. You know, at night, good night, right? Saying goodbye, leaving on a trip, injuries, sickness, right? Sports or games, right? You know, when a team is really close, there's a lot of high fives and, you know, bumps, whatever they call them, right? It shows that the team is really into that. They're really together and working together. Let's go to Mark 10. Mark 10. Mark chapter 10. Does scripture demonstrate that just the one aspect of physical contact is important? Well, let's read about what Jesus did. Mark chapter 10. We kind of went through this a couple times last few weeks. But Mark 10, verse 13. They brought young children to him, to Jesus, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Like, you know, get away. You know, he's got more important things. But when Jesus saw it, and Jesus is our example. What did Jesus do? Not what would Jesus do, right? But what did Jesus actually do? We should employ that. He saw it. He was much displeased at his disciples. And then he said, "Suffer or allow these little children to come to me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And verse 16, just focus on this. He took them up in his arms. They were young children, as other accounts says. He took them up in his arms. He put his hands on them, and he blessed them. Right? He just didn't pick them up and talk to them, but even more, he put his hands and he blessed them. That was an example of Jesus. What a great example. I bet he also looked into their eyes. It's not in the scriptures, but I bet he did that. Well, you say, well, yeah, I need to kind of do this on a regular basis. I should work on this from time to time. Well, that's not good enough. So because we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, because the question would be, how often should we practice these principles? How often should we practice these principles? The answer is in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And in verse 1, these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it. Not just think about it, but to do it. You might fear the Lord your God to keep all the statutes and his commandments, which I command you, and not just you, but your son, and obviously your daughters. Your son, your children, your son's son, grandchildren, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. So you can't have an excuse, well, I'm kind of old, I don't want to feel like doing that anymore. It's like, no, all the days of your life, practice this. Hear, therefore, Israel, observe to do it, that it may be well with you, that you might increase mightily. Okay? And let's just jump to verse 6. These words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. Shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them. Verse 7. Diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. In other words, all the time. And bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they shall be frontless between your eyes. So it's the language is all the time, all the opportunities that you have with your child to teach God's ways. And obviously practice the things that we can to demonstrate love to them. And guess what? If we love them, they'll understand that God loves them. Because you kind of represent God when you're parents, right? At first, how can they understand, you know, the father's love? It'd be tougher without that parental love in the first place. So for whatever reason, you've been lax in this area of eye and physical contact, you certainly want to start small and then gradually increase. Hopefully, you know, we all started when our children were young. Utilize the tools we've talked about. Let's be aware of this very important part of your relationship with your child. Look for ways to express your love to our children, our most precious asset, and the great blessing from God our Father.